Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Armin Dupa here again. And this evening, we're going to talk about weight loss and depression. Those of you who might be new to my show, yeah, I've been a life coach now for half a century as of this year, 2022. And over the years, I've helped people with all kinds of things. But one of the things that a lot of my students have wanted to do over the years is to lose weight. And so tonight, we're going to talk about depression and weight loss. And, you know, it's like depression and weight loss is almost like the chicken and the egg. You know, what came first, the chicken or the egg? And the same thing could be said about weight loss and depression. What's first? You know, are you depressed and because of that you overeat and become overweight? Or are you overweight or depressed because of that? And so, you know, and I'm sure it's different for every single person. But before I get into weight loss and depression itself, let's talk about depression itself. And, you know, there's probably as many reasons that people are depressed as there are people. And everybody has a different situation, a different story, and so on. And I've heard it said, if I can recall the correct thing, that if you are depressed, you're living in the past. If you're anxious, you're living in the future. And if you're at peace, then you're living in the present. And really, you know, so many things happen in our lives that this past we can't do anything about. And, you know, we get all depressed. And you see, no matter what the reasons are that somebody might be, probably one common reason that fits almost everybody, and that is in one form or another, is that my life sucks. And if that's the case for you, then you're in the right place, because you see, the only reason that we're going to be depressed about our lives, basically, is because we don't really understand the power that we have within our own being. And that's the bottom line, really, you know. And most people, I'll give you an example. According to scientists, the average person is using somewhere between 3 to 5% of their mental capabilities. Let me put that another way for you. And this is, I'm so fond of repeating this, is that if you are the smart one in the group of people you hang out with, you're using somewhere between 4 to 5% of your mind. Well, of course, you know what my question is, what about the other 95%? And actually, that's what I've been doing now since 1972, is helping people to tap into the other 95%. And for so many people, that begins to really lift you very quickly out of depression. As you begin to explore your inner being, I don't tell you how to run your life or you should live this way or do things that way. No, that's not the type of coaching that I do. What I do in my coaching, and I have done for so many years, is that I give you tools and I give you techniques. You try them out. You get the results. And now you know. That's why I call it a path of knowledge. It's not about new belief systems or a new philosophy or a new religion or anything like that. And you see, to begin to understand yourself in a whole new way, on a level that you never even dreamed of before, when you begin to understand that, it really helps with depression. Hey, everybody's got different issues. Some issues need professionals. But over the years, I've taught people from every walk of life, doctors and lawyers and homemakers, university professors, high school teachers, athletes, psychologists, children, musicians, and the list goes on. You see, because the techniques and the tools that I teach apply to every single part of your life. Like, for example, you may want to take my training, for example, and I've got some good free stuff coming up, so hang in here. And maybe, you know, you want my training for losing weight. Well, the same exact principles that you're using to take all your weight off and keep it off and do it the easy way, those same principles, those same techniques will apply to your business. It'll apply to your relationships. I'm even considering starting a special classes for teenagers. Because, you see, there are so many things that they should begin to teach us in kindergarten and throughout grade school and high school, university, that they're not teaching. And what I teach basically should have been begun in kindergarten, but even when you go through university, people still haven't learned it. They haven't been taught. mainly because it's a whole different sphere. The problem is that also it gives you a whole different level of freedom. And because of that, some of the powers that be wouldn't like you to be, you know, totally free and self-sufficient and be able to do your own thinking. And a good part of the depression and being overweight, I mean, look, I know the situation. I've been helping people off and on to lose weight since 1981. And here's how that happened. And it's kind of important to understand this. And that made me make it a little more, a bit more enlightening, if you will, is that over the years, like I said, I've taught people from every walk of life. And it was way back in, actually, it was 1981. And at the time, I was teaching a number of class. We had a memory school. We're teaching people how to have, you know, almost total recall. And that was great for people on courses. They usually were children on courses, you know, in school, and adults on courses. They would usually bump their marks after only 21 hours of instruction. They would have bumped their marks by about 20 points. And so this is the whole thing. They might say, oh, I've got a bad memory. Well, there's no such thing as a good or bad memory. There's a trained memory and an untrained memory. But anyway, we're teaching memory and mind development, if you will, teaching people how to tap into higher levels of consciousness. And like I had a number of classes going at the time, and they were small classes. We only had small classrooms to teach, and we were teaching live. And usually they ran for about anywhere from a dozen to 15 people in a class. And in this particular class, almost everyone in the class had the same question for me. And here's the question that I quote: how do I use these mental techniques which you're teaching us so that I can change my lifestyle so that I can keep the weight off? Oh, that's easy. And a whole new weight loss system was born. Now, over the years, I've studied things like metabolism and so on and so forth. And see, the whole thing, you know, here's what happens. Is you decide to, this time I'm going to do it. I'm going to get on a weight loss program. I'm going to lose the weight. I'm going to keep it off. And so you go and you join some weight loss program. Doesn't matter which one. Doesn't matter which diet that it is. Could be low calorie or low fat or low carbs, low points, as I'm fond of saying sometimes, low unicorns. The whole point here is that if you're dieting, it will slow down your metabolism. That's a medical and scientific fact. And now your problem is worse than before. So you go and you struggle for whatever length of time to lose 20 pounds, and then you easily gain back 25 and 30. And that is very, very depressing, right? After all that struggle. And you see, you have to understand, you know, if you're all depressed about your weight, here's the first thing that you have to understand, and this is very important, okay? And by the way, I can back up everything that I say. Like I said, you don't have to adopt some belief system. Here's a technique. You know, guess what? That technique will bring you to the experience of the alpha or theta brainwave levels, for example. That's a whole other story, and we can talk about that because that's the key to the whole thing, you know. But the whole idea is that, you know, you want to lose some weight, and you have to realize, like I said, the first thing you have to realize is that the weight loss industry is not designed for your success. It is designed for your failure. Look, it's a medical and scientific fact that every single diet will slow down your metabolism and, of course, make your problem worse. And every single diet clinic, there's no exceptions here. Every single diet clinic that I've ever come across, all the big ones for sure, okay, they all have their special diet. Like my diet is better than the other guy's diet. When dieting is not part of the solution, it's part of the problem, you see? And so they know you're going to, you know, of course, if you're starving yourself, you're going to lose the weight, you know? And they know that you're not going to eventually going to come off the diet because you can't stay on a diet all your life. You're starving yourself. And that's really kind of important, you know, because, you see, one of the three main causes of obesity is actually, and I'm talking like in the Western world, I live in Canada, so let's say Canada and U.S. for sure, one of the three biggest causes of obesity is malnutrition. That's reality. That's a whole other story. If we have time, we'll talk about that. And what happens is that, you know, because of the, everybody knows that our food doesn't have everything that it needs, so people take supplements and so on, and most of it's crap anyway. It doesn't help you, at least 90-some-odd percent of them. are just a waste of money. You know, I've heard doctors say that most supplements are just expensive urine, you know, but that's the reality. But you see, what happens is that because, you know, people say, well, why can't I stop eating? You know, why, you know, you're eating, whatever. Because what you're eating does not have the nutritional, the vitamins, minerals, et cetera, that your body is looking for, you see? Because it's not in the earth. You know, we're missing it. And I'm assuming, I'm not saying somebody who's a total junk food addict. Let's say that you're eating the best food that money can buy in your local area. You've got the money, you can afford it, you buy the best food that money can buy. Guess what? You are still lacking about 50% of your micronutrients, and these are essential to your health. So you eat all this food, it doesn't have what your body needs, and so your body makes you hungry. You know, survival technique, right? You know, hey, listen, eat, you know, we don't want to die, you know? And so it makes you hungry, and you can eat and eat and eat, and you will never, well, first of all, you will never satisfy, you know, no matter how much you eat, you will never satisfy what's eating you. And that comes back to depression again, but that's a whole different story here. So basically what happens is that since malnutrition is one of the main causes of obesity, then you go to a weight loss clinic, they put you on a diet, guess what? You know, now you're even more nutritionally deficient because you're eating even less, you see? And so that's what happens. And of course, like I said, that's very depressing. But you see, when it gets, the only way to get over the depression of your weight loss, well, there are two issues here. Number one, you have to, once you begin to learn, and this is so easy. I've taught this to kids, by the way, so don't say, oh, this is some psychological complicated stuff. No, it's not. I've taught it to kids, you know, with incredible results. And but you see, what happens is this. You learn to go to different states of consciousness, and that's very, very simple, like I said. And then because, you see, here's the problem. Our habits are buried deep in the subconscious part of the mind. And that's why you can say, okay, I'm going to eat healthier, I'm going to get more exercise, and you hang in there for a little while, and eventually you fall back to the old ways. And why is that? Well, the main reason why that is that you are trying to make a conscious change, trying to struggle with willpower, trying to make a conscious change in your lifestyle, and the problem is that your lifestyle habits are buried deep in your subconscious mind, and that habit is and always will be stronger than your willpower. It's not because you lack willpower, no way. It's just the way we're made up as a human being. And that's actually a good thing, but that's another story. So what happens is that the problem really, that part of it at least, is in the subconscious mind. And so you need to go down to where the subconscious mind is, and that's where you easily make the change in lifestyle, because when you go to that level, what you're doing in your mind is way, way more powerful than what's happening under your, let's say, your normal state of mind. If you're functioning in a conscious, totally awake state at the alpha brainwave levels or the theta brainwave levels, then you're able to start to make some changes. And when you begin to see that, look, I made that change. Armin didn't do it for me. He gave me a technique, but I did it. And boy, now I've got that bad food that I was eating. I don't even want it anymore. And that's how it happens. And that's how you begin to take charge of your life. And of course, when you begin to see that, a lot of depression will go away, let alone the fact that by going to the alpha and theta brainwave levels, you're going to experience a whole new level of peace within yourself. And again, it's not something that I can explain to you, but you can experience it. And this is not something unnatural, because here's how that works. And here's why that's important. And it blends right into here with depression. Because you see, normally when we're in our normal awake state, we're functioning in what they call the beta. There's four basic, to keep it simple here, there's four basic brainwave levels, brainwave frequencies, if you will, and the different frequencies within it. But the main level is that we are when we're awake is the beta. And then we have the alpha. That's where you are when you're dreaming. Then we have theta, which is very deep sleep. Maybe some dreaming there, but usually not too much or if any. And then there's the delta, the deepest of sleep. And here's what happens. Is every night when you go to bed and you go to sleep, and assuming that you're sleeping normally now, okay? And if you're not, well, then again, we can do some little changes there also. But you go to bed at night, and then you begin to drift off to sleep. And what happens is during the day, you're like I said, you're usually in beta. Most people are functioning around 21 cycles per second, 21 hertz. And as you begin to, you know, relax in bed and you start to fall asleep, at some point you lose consciousness. And usually for most people, again, it'll vary from person to person, depending on your mental training also, could be an issue, very much of an issue. But somewhere around 14 hertz as you enter into alpha and lose consciousness. I like to call it the bop, like somebody hit you with a baseball bat and bop, you know, it's the blink out point. You know, you conk out, you're unconscious. And so every night, if we're sleeping normally, we leave from the beta, we go down through alpha, and down through theta, down to delta, and that's where we get all the physical rejuvenation, and then we come back up, spend some time in theta, and then in alpha, and we have a dream. And that's one cycle, and that cycle takes basically an hour and a half for just about everybody, an hour and a half. And then what happens is you go down again, and so you go through in 1.5 hour, 90-minute cycles throughout your sleep cycle. And if you were to wake up naturally without an alarm clock, you would wake up, you know, naturally, and you may have been dreaming. You remember that you were dreaming because when you were doing most of your dreaming, you were in the alpha. So it's a very natural state. You go to these different states every single night when you go to sleep, again, if you're sleeping, you know, normally. And so, but the whole idea is to learn how to go to the alpha and theta and not fall asleep. And that's simple to do. And so when you begin to realize the power that you have in your own being, you know, then, I mean, it begins to lift you up. But also just by going to those states of consciousness, you begin to experience, you know, more energy, more power, more peace. And you start to feel way better about yourself. And when you begin to realize that you can make whatever changes that you want to make in your own life, it no longer is my life sucks anymore, because then you begin to get motivated of what you yourself are accomplishing, what you can accomplish, and you realize that it doesn't matter what you want. One of the biggest skills that you can ever learn in your life, from the time you're born until you leave this planet, you know, the biggest skill you can learn is learn to function at the alpha and theta brainwave levels and learn how to make what I call the movie in your mind. And the problem is with this, a lot of people do it the wrong way because there's so many, it is changing very, you know, gradually, is way too slow. But what I'm going to say is that so many coaches in the area, say, of consciousness teach it the wrong way. And that's why it doesn't work for 95% of people. It's like positive thinking. Positive thinking does not work for 95% of people. Why? Because it will not. Positive thinking will never work for you if what you are trying to be positive about is not consistent with the image that you hold of yourself in your subconscious mind. Let me repeat that. You will never achieve what you're trying to be positive about if what you're trying to be positive about is not consistent with the image you hold of yourself in your subconscious mind. So if you have something that you want to be able to do and you want to feel positive about that, you have to go change that in your subconscious mind first. You know, otherwise you're putting the cart before the horse and eventually you go back to the old lifestyle. And so these are the things that you have to look at. So if you can do that, you begin to tap into the 95% of your mind that you're presently not tapped into. Now, anyway, let me, I'm going to open this up to calls, see if anybody wants to call in. And the, let me get the number here for you. And the number is 563-999-3004. That's the dial-in number. You can actually ask all of your questions live. You know, so again, it's 563-999-3004. And so, you know, this is the whole key, you know, because it's the key to your whole life. And it doesn't matter what you want to learn in life. If you want to, you know, if let's say you're a teenager, you don't know where you want to go. The first thing you need to do is learn how to harness the power of your mind, because then it doesn't matter what you go into, you'll rise to the top. It doesn't matter if it's in your business or the company you're working with, you want to get a promotion, all these different things. Is that once you learn to tap in, look, if most people are using 3 to 5% of their minds in whatever area of life you're in, say for work, if you were using, say, 6 or 7% of yours, guess who's the smart one in the group? You see? This is not a bunch of BS. This is a real thing. And this is nothing new. I mean, look, learning to go within and taking charge of your mind. And when you realize that your mind, no matter how fantastic your mind is still only a very small percentage of the power that you have within you. And actually, you know, you can get, that's the one thing that your power is within you, not outside, you know. And, you know, you can bring it, it brings in the law of attraction and so on, all these things come into it. And every great teacher that ever walked this planet, you know, Krishna, Buddha, Jesus, et cetera, we're all saying the same thing. Learn to go within. The kingdom is within. You see, there's your power. But we live in our minds. And today we have all the advertisers and so on and so forth. And, you know, pumping at our head, buy this, buy that, do this, eat this, you know, drink this this toxic chemical, it's the real thing, or whatever, you see. And, you know, we don't look at what's happening to our bodies. And, I mean, look, here's the whole thing. Here's the problem. Is that in your subconscious mind, in my subconscious mind, in everybody's subconscious mind, millions upon millions of what I like to call subconscious computer programs or subconscious apps, you see? And together, they run your whole life. The problem is probably 98 to 99% of those apps, that programming of your subconscious mind, are not programs that you put in. Somebody else put them in there, whether you're talking about, you know, parents and relatives and educators and religions and politics, et cetera, you see? And my question is, of course, who programmed your mind? Okay? Well, basically, to the degree that you are overweight, you could say that the advertisers have programmed your mind. I mean, it's more than that, you know? Like I've had so many people say to me, you know, in my weight loss classes over the years that, well, you know, like fat runs in my family. It's in the genes. And for 99.9999% of those people, that's not true. It doesn't run in your, fat doesn't run in your family. Style habits, the eating habits, the exercise or lack thereof habits is what runs in the family. Because we grow up, we assimilate what's around us, you see. And so if things aren't working, you know, the right way for you, well, there's something wrong with that picture, you see. And so it's a matter of saying, hey, I want to learn how to take charge of my life. It's not hard. It's easy. And so, you know, like in my training, for example, and it's so simple. Like, yes, I can teach you how to lose weight without ever going on a diet, ever. You can't go on a diet. You see, because that's going to bring in more depression because you're going to diet, you're starving yourself, you get all depressed, can I stick to it this time? And then eventually you fall off the wagon and you pig out and get more depressed, you see. And then because of depression, now we eat some more junk, you see. And so it's this vicious cycle. And the only way you're ever going to break it is to make the change in your own subconscious mind. And I can't do that for you. I can't hypnotize you or do something like that. I can give you tools, how to operate your own mind. And that's something we should have begun to learn in kindergarten. Unfortunately, doesn't happen, you know. Like I've had psychologists take my training and get blown away because what they learned was all, you know, book learning and practical. And what I did was gave them an experience of a different state of consciousness. Whoa, immediately that puts a whole different twist on everything for them, you see. And so this is the whole thing. And so it's a matter of, say, okay, how do I, lose weight without ever going on a diet? Because, see, we've been brainwashed that, if you want to lose weight, you have to go on a diet. You're eating too much, you know, and it's not true. It may be lacking nutrition, but it doesn't mean you're not eating enough, you see. It's a different, a little different twist on things. And when you understand that, life begins to change, you see. And that's the whole idea. I mean, there is a simple solution to breaking that vicious cycle. And, over the years, like I said, I've had people from every walk of life come to me. And pretty much I've kind of specialized in both business and weight loss. That's the two things where, I've given my training the most over the years. And because people are struggling. And listen, I'm not a young kid. Like I said, I've been a life coach now for half a century, and, don't bother doing the math. I just turned 81 this past August here of 2022, and I've come out of retirement because I feel that these techniques, this knowledge is being kept secret, that it has to be revealed, you see. And then, of course, you see, yes, of course, in my program, for example, and I've got something, a nice free gift coming up for you in a moment. Depending on when you're listening to this, if you're listening live, then definitely. And if it's not too long afterwards, yes, also. And I'm gonna come to that. But you see, the bottom line is that if you say, okay, I have to make changes in my life, but instead of trying to make that change on a physical level, you see, in the beginning, for example, all of my students, you continue to eat what you like. I mean, seriously. And I'm talking what you like and what you're eating on a day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month basis when you are not dieting, okay? Your normal way if you're not on a diet. You continue to eat the same foods, you know? Again, there's no restrictions. You don't weigh calories and carbs and crap like that, you see? What we do is I show you how to begin to eat it differently, slightly differently, and at different times. And that begins the process. But over time, you will make a little change here, a little change there. And the reason it's going to be so easy is because instead of trying to struggle, let's say, here's, one of my favorite examples. And I say, let's say that your big thing is chocolate cake. Can't do without it, got to have it every day, right? And you try to give it up. And then, you might stick it out, for a day or two. And then you finally break down, eat the whole cake, right? And you see, what's happening is you're trying to give up that cake, but it's programmed into your subconscious mind, I like chocolate cake, you see. So with my system, you don't stop eating chocolate cake. You continue to eat it. But then in the movie that you make in your mind, you make the change in the subconscious mind, and before you know it, might take a few days, couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks at the most for most people in the beginning. Once you train yourself, it take a lot less time. That's another story. But, before you know it, you actually forget to eat chocolate cake, you see. I'll give you an example of this. There was one lady, and I live in Canada, as I said. There was one lady in one of my classes a while back, a couple of years ago, and she was lived in London, England. And she lived in a two-story home, and she had this habit that whenever she had something that she needed to bring upstairs, she had a basket at the bottom of the stairs. She'd put it in the basket, and then every time she had something, she'd put it in the basket. Then when she walked up the stairs, she would only, she would be able to bring all the things at once instead of running up and down half a dozen or 10 times or whatever. And she decided that, if I was to go up with every time that I have something up, I'd get more exercise, right? Anyway, I'd get more exercise. So again, she understood the system. Don't do that. Don't walk up the stairs. Put it in the movie the right way, the way we teach. And, in a little while, it'll change. So she got into her movie. And she was telling us this in the class. And one day, she kind of became aware. She just suddenly became awake, if you will, halfway up the stairs with only one item in her hand. She'd never done that before for years, right? Because she'd made the change in her subconscious mind, you see? And there she was to get more exercise. She'd done reprogrammed the mind, if you will. And that's what we're doing. You know, you're really reprogramming your subconscious mind, you see. And like one of the things that I've got right now, I must as well talk about it now so I don't forget it and won't run out of time, is I've just written my first book. And the title of the book is How to Lose Weight the Lazy Way. And it's going to be published. Like I said, I've had all kinds of technical things to deal with, but the book itself is finished. It's all formatted up today. I've got it formatted for both the Kindle and the paperback. And if we put on Amazon in a few days, could be, you know, a few days to a week or so after I, you know, tie up all the loose ends kind of thing to make sure that I get the best exposure for the book. And once it gets published, okay, and then this deal is over, but until it gets published, you can actually get my book totally free, no strings, okay, legit, right? And you just go to my website. I'll give you the website in a moment. Go to the website, and you pop in your first name and email, and you'll immediately get an email from me. It's automated, of course, and it'll have a confirmation link to click the link or tap the link, whatever, so that I know that you're not a robot, and then you'll immediately get another email, and that email will contain the link to go in that first email, you'll actually have the link to go and download a total free copy of the book. That's it. No strings. What I do ask, you know, if you like the book, when I post the book, you'll get an email from me. Hey, the book has been posted. And at that time, I would ask you to go on Amazon and give me a review about the book. You see, because I know that if you read the book carefully, okay, you read the book carefully, I will get a good review from you. And if you read the book, not only read the book, but if you practice what I teach in the book, and it's all easy, like I've said, I've taught this to kids, if you practice what I teach in the book, I will get a great review from you. And included with the book is a link to go and download a really powerful tool to teach you how to go to the alpha brainwave levels we've been talking about. And in the book, I explain exactly, so there's no doubt on exactly how to use it and how to make the movie in your mind the right way. Again, because most people do it the wrong way, you see. And unless you make those changes there in the subconscious, things don't change. So the book is going to give you all the basics of how to lose weight without ever going on a diet. In the book, I also reveal the ultimate fat-burning exercise. And here I've got some really good news for you. But first, let me say this, is that you will never, ever achieve and maintain your ideal weight without exercise. That's the bad news, because you cannot eat little enough to be healthy and not gain weight if you're not exercising, right? But here's the problem with exercise. The problem with exercise is that I would say over 95%, now listen carefully, over 95% of all the exercises that are recommended, the top recommended exercises for weight loss, burn predominantly sugar and practically no fat. Let me say that again. Most weight loss exercises do not burn hardly any fat. It burns mostly sugar. And here's your yardstick, by the way. You go do a good workout, and I'm sure you've tried this before. You've done some workouts, and you work really hard. You're trying to burn that fat. You might go to the gym and get a personal trainer and so on and so forth, whatever. And then you do this heavy-duty workout. The next day, you're really sore, aren't you? Well, guess what? If you're sore or not after a workout, if you are sore, it means that during your workout, you are burning only sugar. If you are burning fat on your workout, the next day, you will not be sore. You'll be stiff because that's new muscle going on. But it's fat-burning muscle, not sugar-burning muscle mass. Because you can go doing all the exercise machines and the lifting weights and the running and the jogging and all that kind of stuff. Well, how's that working out so far? Now, here's the thing. I mean, look, take a lady, for example. If you're a woman, you can go do all the weightlifting and all that stuff and build such big muscles that you start to look like a guy, but you're still fat. because that type of muscle mass does not burn almost no fat, you see. I recommend one exercise, but you have to do it right. It's a simple exercise, easy. But there's about a bunch of secrets you need to learn about that exercise to do it right. Otherwise, it's not going to work either, you see. Now, in this book, I reveal that. I reveal the exercise, how to do it, a few tricks and techniques. None of it hard, you know. And guess what? But my way of exercising is the ultimate fat-burning exercise. There's knowledge in that exercise from the military. There's knowledge from yoga. There's knowledge from Tai Chi and a few other areas of knowledge also. And the thing is that with this exercise and burning fat, you will never even get out of breath ever. You'll never get out of breath. It's that easy. And I reveal all that in the book, how to eat the right way, how to make little changes, but more importantly, how to take charge of your mind. In the book, it's a short read, by the way, but there's no fluff in the book. You know, everything is there. All the little points are important. None of it's hard, but it all has to work together in synergy. And then in the book, you get a link to go and download a powerful tool, which there's two chapters on the mind in the book. And those are the most important ones. And, in those chapters, I teach you how to do this and how to use the tool that I'm going to give you. And you go from there. And all I ask, like I said, is that you give me a review when it goes on for sale. You go in and make a review. And the whole idea, of losing weight is when you begin to do this, look, I guarantee most of your depression will start to fade away. Again, there's all kinds of issues but in everybody's life. But the whole idea is that now you can see some light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not a freight train, okay? You know? And that's when you start to feel good about yourself. Imagine this now. If you were to start to lose weight, it's coming off, you know, you're losing maybe 3, 4, 5 inches a week. You're losing maybe 10, 15 pounds a month. And you're never dieting. And you're never getting out of breath with your exercise. That's going to do a heck of a lot for your state of mind, you see? Let alone the fact that going to these alpha and theta brainwave levels is like that alone lifts you right up. You pick up more energy. You feel better about yourself. And you begin to realize that you can be in control of your whole life no matter what, you see. No matter what's going around you. We all go through struggles and all kinds of crap in our life. But, you know, when you learn the power that you have, then, you know, you can overcome anything in life. You know, listen, we're only here for a very short. We're born on this planet. You know, once you did not exist. One day you won't exist anymore. And right now you're here. You know, in this life, you have this beautiful, precious life, you know, that we can experience, you know, a beautiful planet that we're destroying, by the way, but that's a whole different issue. And so it's a matter of saying, okay, you know, what can I do in my life, you know, to get rid of this depression? And, you know, life, for most people, it doesn't matter what you've done, what you haven't done. It doesn't matter what education you have. It just does not matter, you know. If you learn the simple techniques to take charge of your mind, to tap into your power, and then you start to feel good about yourself. And so this is the whole thing, to learn and take charge of your life, to evolve your being. And we look around, you know, we look around here, and you look around you, like I know in North America, I mean, I'm Canada, but U.S. is a better example because it's got a bigger population, is that in the U.S., for example, up to 80% of the whole population is overweight. Now, there's got to be something wrong with that picture. And half, you know, 40 to 41% are obese, meaning a BMI of 30 or above. But you see, the problem begins in childhood. I was reading some statistics just the other week here, and last week, and this was a study that was done between 2017 and 2019, if I recall correctly. And in that study, here's what they found, is that children 2 to 5 year olds, and this is a study on obesity, okay, not being overweight, okay, because again, like we said, you know, only about 40% of Americans are obese, but 80% in total are overweight, not obese yet, but overweight, right? And so with children, it was a study on obesity, and 2 to 5 year olds, it was 12.7% were obese, which means for totally overweight, you can double that, right? So we're already up to around 1 in every 4 children, 2 to 5 year olds, are already overweight. And when you got to 6 to 11 year olds, it was 20.7% were obese. So you can double that at least, 40 some odd percent were actually overweight. And when you got to the teenagers from 12 to 19, it was 22.2% were obese. So you got about 45% that are actually overweight in teenagers. And of course, it gets on and gets worse from there because the lifestyle hasn't changed, you see. And so, you know, when you look at those kinds of numbers, I mean, this is incredible. And actually, of the people that are not, like we say, 80% overweight, of the 20% that are not overweight, a lot of those people are actually overfat. You're not overweight, technically speaking, but you have smaller muscles and more fat, so you're technically within the normal range, you see? And so, and there's a lot of other people that, you know, who do succeed, about 5%. I mean, look, the failure rate with all weight loss programs, okay, on the planet, all the dieting programs, the failure rate is 95%. So it's not just you, you see, 95%, you know? And I mean, when you look at that, you know, the people who do succeed, that 5%, many of those people are doing it with great difficulty. It's still a struggle to stay there, you see? And there's no need to struggle. Look, I know, look, there's a real four-letter word here. When it comes to weight loss, there's a four-letter word, you know? E-A-S-Y, easy. Because we don't associate losing weight as being easy, you know? It's a rough go. Simply because you're doing the wrong thing, and it's not your fault. That's what you've been taught. Oh, you know, do this diet, that diet, et cetera, you know. And there's all these fad diets, they come and they go, and you got these metabolism boosters and, you know, like belts to make your sweater on your stomach to lose belly fat, and you got all these videos doing all these stuff. You got these people that are, you know, been, you know, working out for the last 20 years, and they're all muscled up, and, oh, you do this exercise, you're going to burn the fat off. Doesn't work that way, you know. I give you a good example. A lot of people are concerned with belly fat, and belly fat is important because it's not just on the belly; it's also on the inside, around the organs, and so on. If you have a bigger belly, you see. And I see these videos on YouTube and so on, and you got these people that are, again, they've been physically fit for the last 10 years. They don't have an ounce of fat on their body, and doing all these crunches and sit-ups to you know burn off that belly fat. It doesn't work that way because, you see, here's the one thing you have to learn about fat burning is that you cannot spot burn, okay? You cannot spot burn. For example, let's use the belly fat as an example. And you're lying down, flat in your back, and doing these sit-ups, okay? And so you're really working those stomach muscles. But guess what? Doing those kinds of sit-ups, those muscles, first of all, they're some of the puniest, smallest muscles in your body. They're puny. Plus, by doing those sit-ups, you're working them hard, you're sore the next day, you were only burning sugar anyway. That little bit of that you were burning was burning sugar and not fat. Because your body burns fat systemically. In other words, over the whole body. And so you do the workouts, so the workout the bigger muscles, and your body will take the fat off where it's the most important for your survival initially. You know, that's the way your body works. You know, there's so much intelligence in the body. I mean, we don't trust the intelligence of the body itself. I mean, look, your body is so intelligent that every single cell in your body has the blueprint, the pattern to build a whole new you. You know, think about it. So there's a lot of incredible wisdom within you. And it's just a matter, really, of learning how to tap into it. And that's a process. It's an ongoing process of evolving your being and taking your life to a whole new level. And so, you know, and all these other things, and of course it's all the health issues and so on and so forth, you know, if we're carrying too much weight. But, you know, we can't listen to all the so-called experts because their systems are not working. If you've got a failure rate of 95%, why do that, you know? You know, we keep beating our heads against a brick wall. Doesn't matter which diet. I gave a good example of how they take good knowledge and twist it a bit. A good example is the Mediterranean diet, okay? And I'm sure you've heard of the Mediterranean diet. It's a great diet. It's healthy, et cetera, et cetera. You know, you got all these things in the Mediterranean diet, and you got lots of olive oil, right? That's part of the Mediterranean diet. And the reason that that became popular is because in this one place in Italy, the people live, you know, very long compared to the norm, right? And so they look at the Mediterranean diet as the way that Italians eat, for example, and they use lots of olive oil. But where the study was done, I don't recall, it was one of the islands that belongs to Italy, could have been Sicily, don't quote me on that, but it's one of these islands. And that's where the Mediterranean diet actually came from. And those people who live on that diet, they don't consume olive oil. They call the people in the rest of Italy who consume all this olive oil, they call them greasers. Greasers, that's the name they have for them. And where the Mediterranean diet came from, there's no olive oil. So people are eating this Mediterranean diet and, you know, stuffing themselves with olive oil. Well, of course, you know, if you have too much of it, of course, it's going to create a lot of fat in your body, you see. But where the original Mediterranean diet came from, they don't use olive oil. Zero. You know? And so this is how we get misled, you know? And we try this thing and that thing and metabolism boosters. Again, how's that working out so far? You know? And it's not just you. I say to people, look, just twist your head a little bit and look around you. And the results of the teachings that are out there, the results of what you've been told, speak for themselves. You know, go sit in the park and watch the people go by. You know, you go shopping, look at the people, look at, you know, the people around you. You know, go to a mall, you know, sit down and, you know, go to the place where they have all the food and just watch the people. You know, and we're consuming all these empty calories. And, you know, you can never satisfy your cravings with food and or supplement that does not contain what your body is craving for. Doesn't work that way. To learn how to work in harmony with your body. But first, you take charge of the mind. See, without that, you're into a struggle. Taking charge of the mind, changing some habit patterns, is actually a fun thing to do. You know? And like I teach a number of techniques in my book, for example. I better give you if you got a pen handy, link to go and get it. You go to 123slim.org, okay, just the numbers, 123slim, one word, S-L-I-M, so 123slim.org, just go there to that URL. It's a redirect. It takes you to my actual website on my resource page, and look for the Slim Zine newsletter, okay, and again, you won't hear from me very often. I just don't have the time, okay. But when there's something going on, lots of free webinars are going to be happening, that's how you'll find out. But when you do that right away, you get signed up. Until I publish the book, the first email will contain the link to go download the book for free, you see. And I guarantee, read that book carefully. There's no fluff in it. Don't leave any things out. You know, I've had people over the years that are, you know, half following my system and half dieting and it wasn't working, you see. And all of a sudden, you know, we find out what they were doing. Okay, stop the dieting because we want to do that, you see. So instead of depriving yourself, you know, I say to people, look, you know, we need to go shopping for your groceries. Don't go shopping for food. Don't do that anymore. Stop doing that. Instead, go shopping for nutrition. Hey, strange concept. And look, nutrition is not a four-letter word. Count them, okay? It's not a four-letter word. But if you go to get your groceries with the concept in your mind, I'm looking for nutrition, it's going to change how you shop. It's going to change how you eat, you see. And, you know, it's not the idea of living on lettuce. No, you know, you don't have to become a vegetarian or a vegan either, you see. I'm not vegetarian. I don't eat much meat, but I'm not a vegetarian, you see. You don't have to be. And so it's a matter of understanding in your food what's doing what's working how, and so on and so forth. And again, I can't repeat it often enough, you know. You take my program, like, for example, my coaching now, like I found like I said, the book is going to be available for free. But also I do weekly coaching with a small class. It's more effective in the class because you see what other people are doing. If you're not having the success because you're leaving a few things out, and, you know, your classmates are having the success and they're not leaving anything out, then you can be, okay, I got to do that too, you see, and it goes from there. And so basically, you know, once a week, and you go to a weight loss clinic, and, you know, it's big bucks. Last numbers that I had was in the U.S., for example, people on a weight loss program, on average, in everything, all the crap they sell you to go with it and so on, the average cost of a weight loss program was $529 per month, okay? You know, like my program right now, I don't know what the price is going to be. You can go and join my program. It's very, very low, but it will be going up. I can guarantee that. I don't know how long it'll stay at that price right now. But whatever price you start with me on, there's no contract, you see. Like in a weight loss clinic, they try to get you to sign up for a year or 2 years or whatever, you see. You'll save money by buying a year or 2 years at a time. You wind up being less per month that way. Yeah, but now you've put all your money out, and so, yeah, I'm going to try to stick to it and so on. When you've got the real thing, when you've got a program that's going to work for everybody, you know, you don't have to do that. People sign up, you pay for once a month, you know, and you can, a couple of clicks, you can quit any time. The only reason I can do that is because that it works. And it works for everybody. Now, can I guarantee that, you know, you'll lose all of your extra weight? Hell no, because I can't guarantee that to put it in perspective, I can't guarantee you'll get off your butt and go for a walk, you see? You know, so again, I can teach you what to do. It's up to you to do it. Is it going to be hard? Of course not. Will it take some effort? Of course it will. But nothing compared to going on a diet. Nothing compared to going to the gym and doing a lot. Oh, the gym. Let me finish up on this. A few years ago, it was before the pandemic, and I personally did a face-to-face survey with over 24 fitness centers in the Toronto and surrounding cities in Canada where I live. And actually, it was 26 altogether. And I always spoke to the owner or manager, and after assuring myself that they were a quote-unquote qualified fitness instructor, I always asked them the same question, and I quote word for word. When you went to school to become a qualified fitness instructor, teach you the difference between fat-burning exercise and sugar-burning exercise. And the most common reaction to that question was a blank stare. 26 of them, and not one single one had even had a clue what I was talking about. And yet fat-burning and sugar-burning are like two totally different animals. And as a matter of fact, you know, I was one of the cities that's about 40 minutes away from where I live. And I live in the country and totally off-grid, by the way. And anyway, a city of about 80,000, and I was sitting down having a cup of coffee with the owner. We were sitting at the table there, and we were watching the people on the exercise machines. And we were having a candid conversation about weight loss, right? Because I was kicking around the idea of maybe putting my weight loss program in fitness centers. Anyway, I didn't, but that was a different story. And we're sitting there having this conversation. At one point, he says to me, he said, Armin, he said, I know that what we're doing is not working, referring to burning fat here. Okay, exercise. I know that what we're doing is not working. Word for word, I know that what we're doing is not working. But I make $65 an hour as a fitness instructor. That's how I make my living. And you're telling me that all they have to do is this easy exercise? Then they don't need me. Well, he was almost 100% correct, but partially wrong, because you need to learn how to do the exercises properly. So somebody has to teach you. But you don't need to go to a gym for that, by the way, because I teach you anyway in my training, in my book, and so on. But it was kind of interesting that here people are going to fitness instructors to learn how to burn fat. And I'm sure there are some exceptions, okay? There's got to be exceptions somewhere. But you're paying them good money to learn how to burn fat, and they did not even learn how to do that when they went to school to become a fitness instructor. I mean, that's really sick. That's really sad, you know? The old moral of the story is beware the experts, right? And so that's the whole beauty of this training, is that you don't have to believe a darn thing that I ever say. Give you some tools and techniques, you use them, and now you know. And that's why I call it a path of knowledge. And that's the whole idea, to learn how to take control of your mind. Yes, I'll teach you how to burn off the fat. I'll teach you how to eat in a different way. And you'll make little changes over time. But instead of giving something up, no, the only thing you're going to have to give up is dieting. Okay, you're going to have to give up dieting. And then you make a change, and you decide what changes you're going to make. You make a little change, you make it in your subconscious mind, and in the beginning, it takes about 2 to 3 weeks to kick in. And then it kicks in, and then you don't have a problem with that food anymore. Look, people have quit smoking with knowledge. You know, hey, years ago, I used to smoke. You know, I was a smoker. I'd smoke about 20, 25 cigarettes a day. You know, that's what we grew up. Everybody was smoking back then. Hey, I'm an old dude, you know. And when I decided to quit, I went down into a meditative state, if you will, very deep. And I do not recall over the weekend, I do not recall if I did that once or twice during that weekend. And then when I was going back to work the following week, I was a non-smoker. Didn't smoke, no nicotine fitting, no withdrawals, never craved it, ever. I programmed it out. And so many of my students over the years have done the same thing. Stop smoking, stop drinking, whatever, you know, without struggle. And that's the key here, you know. You don't need to struggle to lose your weight anymore. I mean, that's the good news, you know. Yes, it'll take some effort. And here's what the effort you need to put in. I would recommend that if you can, that you invest 10% of your life for your life. That's 2.4 hours a day. But if all you can spend is an hour per day, you can get incredible success, not quite as fast, but big time, okay? 1 hour per day to dedicate, 1 hour per day dedicated to your life, okay? And doing some simple things, that's your exercise, and part of it we'll call your meditation. And if that's the requirement to succeed with my program, you have to be willing to invest a minimum of 1 hour per day, you know, of your life for your life. That's it. And so, you know, on that note, I think we'll call it an evening. And again, if you, you know, go to my website, 123slim.org, look for the Slim Zine, and that's where you'll see all the menus there. I've got all kinds of resources, and there's more coming up all the time. I've got a few more things to put up there. And there's things that I have to put up on the website yet. There's nothing fancy, okay? It's just there, and that's where the entrance is to my online classroom. That's where we teach. The link is right there also on my website. And you can tune in to a class from anywhere on the planet. And so I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope that you were able to get something out of it. And do go and check out, get that book, download it, read it carefully, read it all the way through, and you will be very pleasantly surprised. And on that note, I will say au revoir.